Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com, and this is the PainSci Updates podcast, where I read some of my larger blog posts to you. This one is not very long. It's just over the minimum threshold for doing a recording, which is about 600 or 700 words. And this is, I think, 8 or 9. Most of the science that I write about is in the form of clinical trials, tests of treatments, because that's what most people care most about most of the time. They care about what works for pain and what doesn't work. But there are other kinds of medical research, and today I'm reporting on a very different kind of science, a study of stories about one of the strangest and most potent forms of chronic pain, complex regional pain syndrome. A bit of a mouthful that I will not say again. We'll use the acronym from now on, CRPS. Waring et al. Is a qualitative study devoid of measurements and statistics and charts. There's not a single chart in the entire paper, which is weird. I don't think I've read a scientific paper without a chart in it for quite a while. It's focused instead on grokking, the human experience of this bizarre condition understood through things like interviews, focus groups, observations, and content analysis. Waring et al. Went to considerable effort to understand how people with CRPS feel and how their lives have been changed or wrecked by the disease. They analyzed responses from 288 people with CRPS, 90% of whom were women. And they identified two major themes. CRPS seems like, quote, an act of evil, unquote, that results in, quote, becoming subhuman. Let's talk a little bit about CRPS basics, if anything about an exotic condition like this can be basic. CRPS usually comes on after an injury to a limb, even a minor one, an unexplained complication of trauma that causes severe and widespread pain in the limb that is way, way out of proportion to the original injury. It also goes well beyond pain, causing, quote, and this is Waring et al., profound sensory dysfunction and bodily changes that are not as apparent in other chronic pain conditions. This results in few visible signs, or in just a few visible signs, in some cases, changes in skin color and temperature, unusual sweating, and loss of muscle control, but it's mostly invisible. The severity of CRPS pain can't be overstated. It breaks the scale. The best simple analogy is that it's like a severe and endless burn, but weirder. There's no physiological test for it. No theory fully explains it. A few people get better, most don't. It is a rare disease, fortunately. No one without CRPS can really get it. Everyone with other kinds of chronic pain has discovered that healthcare professionals often don't seem to take pain seriously if it doesn't have an obvious cause. But CRPS is just, it's in another league. It is maximally underestimated, poorly understood, and impossible for healthy people to relate to. So Waring et al. Tried to shed light on what it is like to live with CRPS. An act of evil. So participants describe the sensations caused by CRPS in violent terms, a warlike experience, as if the pain has agency and intent, a malicious attack rather than a medical misfortune, something being done to them. Three quotes. My foot feels like someone soaked it in gasoline and set it on fire. The allodynia feels like someone rubbing sandpaper on the burned flesh. There's a shooting electric sensation like someone jams a hot needle into my leg. And my arm feels like it's being bashed with a steel hammer. Some use supernatural imagery to try to communicate how assaulted and powerless they felt, their loss of autonomy and identity. Quote, I feel crazy not having any control of my feet, toes, legs. I can understand why people thought evil spirits or demons took possessions of bodies. Having control of your body taken away does feel evil. All their descriptions highlight how unpredictable and overwhelming the sensations can be, making them feel trapped in their own bodies, unable to defend themselves. Becoming subhuman. Participants in this qualitative study consistently described how CRPS stripped them of their humanity. First, they reported that their bodies no longer work. Some described their limbs as useless, disconnected, or even foreign. One participant explained, quote, "Since the day of my accident, it has felt like my left foot and leg have not belonged to me, does not listen to my brain, and I have to concentrate to make it move, yet I'm super aware of feelings in it." Another wrote, "I have to internally yell at my arm to actually work, and it appears so slow and clumsy when it does work." This overlap with disability, of course, basic needs become a struggle. Activities people take for granted, like wearing clothes or showering, are often excruciating with CRPS. Quote, "Wind feels like hundreds of shards of glass cutting through my affected limb. Water from the shower feels like a hot acid burning through my skin and muscles." The wind thing is a really strong theme with CRPS. Most CRPS patients go to all kinds of desperate measures to protect their skin from moving air, even not even wind, just light breezes and slightly moving air, even just being exposed to the air. Another quote, "Self-care like showering, getting dressed are really hard for me." Another one, "My central nervous system never shuts off. I am in a chronic state of fight or flight." Social isolation and misunderstanding was another strong theme. Many of the participants strongly doubted that anyone could understand their condition, even or especially medical professionals. Quote, "I feel like I am a laughingstock at times with the medical professionals." Quote, "The abnormal sensations to me are often worse than the pain, as they're so weird and often indescribable." And finally, "I avoid doctors, hospitals as much as possible. They would probably commit me." And although that mostly doesn't happen, bet you anything that it has happened. I'll bet that CRPS patients have been, in fact, interpreted as severely mentally ill. CRPS profoundly affects a person's self-image, relationships, and emotional well-being. Most participants expressed hopelessness, and some were considering amputation to remove the affected limb and or struggling with thoughts of suicide. And yet, in spite of all of that, incredibly, the disease is often underestimated and ignored by healthcare professionals, adding serious insult to injury. This study amplifies the voices of those who suffer from it, and this blog post amplifies the study, I hope. Beyond the sensational symptoms, it is clear from this research that CRPS destroys lives in many ways, often without a single clearly visible sign. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.